iDrive SoCal is brought to you by the best automotive retailers from across Southern California. We consider our dealer partners friends and highly recommend them. When it's time for you to buy, just go to iDriveSoCal.com and click on dealers to get connected. Or email me and I'll personally introduce you. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, at I, the letter I, drive like drive a car, SoCal like Southern California.com. Tom@iDriveSoCal.com. Now, on with the podcast.
That's definitely a big vehicle. There's no question about that. It's a 2.5 liter inline four turbo that cranks out 250 horsepower. More importantly, it's got 310 pound feet of torque. It is such a big vehicle. If you look at it from the outside, it doesn't look like a big vehicle. And I think that's the great thing about this car. It's so well designed, very stylish with that Kodo design, really clean line.
Welcome to iDrive SoCal, the podcast all about mobility from the automotive capital of the United States, Southern California. Tom Smith here with the good professor, Mr. Clinton Kwan. Say hello, Clinton.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, hey, hey. All that background noise, you know we must be out somewhere, and indeed we are. We are at the Orange County International Auto Show, and it is the last day of the show. By the time we post this podcast, it will be over, but by way of the magic of technology of podcasts and whatnot, you are still able to experience the Orange County International Auto Show through the eyes and words of the professor and I. It's been a long weekend. We've been doing a lot of podcasting. You can probably hear it in my voice. And I packed my son's first birthday in this weekend as well. So we're looking forward to a little bit of a break, but not before we bring you this vehicle review. The good professor went out on a ride and drive. The ride and drives are really big here. The test drives are really big here at the Orange County International Auto Show. And he did, Professor, you did the 2019 Mazda CX-9.
Yes, I test drove the 2019 CX-9, and I drove the signature trim, which is the top line trim for the CX-9. For those of you who don't know, the CX-9 is a full-size crossover vehicle.
Okay.
Some people might refer to it as a midsize, but I consider it a full-size based on the overall exterior dimensions of the vehicle.
It's what does Mazda refer to it as?
I think they call it a midsize.
A midsize?
Yeah.
Okay.
They used to have a CX-7, which was really their true midsize, and I think they're actually bringing that to other markets, not here in the U.S. And sometime down the future, they might bring that vehicle back.
Okay, so technically, though, the CX-9 is Mazda's midsize. Currently, they're calling it a midsize.
I think they call it a midsize. I've seen it midsize. I've seen it referred to as a full size, but if you look at the dimensions, it's about 200 inches in length. I think a little over 199. So that's definitely a big vehicle. There's
so
no question about that.
The CX-9 is their largest SUV / crossover.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Going from there.
So there are four trim levels, starting with the base, the sport, which starts at about 32,000.
Okay.
Then there's the mid-level touring, which starts at about 35,000.
Okay.
Then you have the grand touring, which used to be their top-of-line trim, 40,000. And now they have this, it's a fairly new trim, the signature, which goes for about $45,000.
Okay.
And that's also available on their flagship sedan, the Mazda 6. It utilizes the same engine. It's a 2.5 liter inline four turbo that cranks out 250 horsepower if you're using 93 octane. If you're using regular gas, it'll produce 227 horsepower.
They document that?
Absolutely, yes.
That's the first manufacturer I've heard, maybe you've heard differently, that's the first manufacturer I've heard to actually address, hey, if you're using better gas, you're going to get this, and if you're using lesser gas, you're going to get this.
Yeah, if you're using the higher octane gas, the 93, as opposed to the, what is it, the 87.
Are more manufacturers doing that now? That's the first that I've heard of that.
I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I believe there might be one or two others.
Because, I mean, here's the thing. You and me, car guys, we know that, right?
Yes.
And I think many, it's pretty relatively common knowledge to the car people, car person.
Yes.
Whether you're a car guy, car gal. But most manufacturers don't actually state that.
For a lot of car manufacturers, they recommend 87 or 93.
Right. And
I don't know if there's really going to be a difference.
And we're going off on a tangent here. This is a vehicle review. But when you open your fuel tank to put gas in the car, if it says use premium fuel only, that's a suggestion, right? It's not a mandate. But that suggestion is in order to get the most performance and best fuel economy out of the vehicle.
Correct. And it's probably going to keep your vehicle in better condition for a longer period of time, I would think.
Better
as well.
For the vehicle as well.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, to try to keep the focus here on the 2019 Mazda CX-9. Sorry, I took us off tangent a little bit, but... yeah, we do that from time to time.
Yes.
So
that's fine.
Yeah. So you drove the top of the line, and the top of the line is the signature?
Yes, the signature trim. And going back to the specifications, more importantly, it's got 310 pound-feet of torque.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's got a lot of torque. Usually with most cars, if you're looking at a turbocharged engine, the horsepower and the torque... the numbers are very, very similar.
But in this case, the torque is a lot more, right?
Yeah, 310 is a lot of torque for a four-cylinder turbo.
Now, is that because they're going to be expecting... I mean, this vehicle isn't expected to go off-road. Nobody's going to be... Although, is this one that I've seen the television commercials that show it going off-road?
I don't think so.
Okay, there's something else I'm thinking of. But the all that torque... is for what purpose? Is it because it's a four-cylinder in a relatively large crossover SUV?
Yeah, as I mentioned, this is a big vehicle.
Okay.
I think that they purposely cranked up the torque to give you better acceleration, better pickup.
Okay. Especially when you have a loaded-up vehicle. And speaking of loaded-up... how many adults does this carry, max?
This can carry 7 adults.
Okay, so it does have that third row.
It has a third row, yes.
All right, that's interesting. That, yeah. I mean, I think that therein lies many of the reasons, but also therein lies all the torque, because you have 7 adults in a vehicle, in a four-cylinder, you're going to need to get some pretty big performance out of that, engine.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend adults in the third row. It's probably best kids maybe 5 adults and 2 kids. But yeah, it's a big vehicle, and even though it is such a big vehicle, if you look at it from the outside, it doesn't look like a big vehicle. And I think that's the great thing about this car. It's so well designed, very stylish with that
the
Kodo design, really clean
Kodo
line.
Kodo design?
Yeah, that's
what
it's called. Mazda's that's the terminology they use for all of the vehicles. Which has this really fluid design. Very
Mazda does have a very uniform look across its entire lineup these
days. Yeah, whether you look at the CX-3, their subcompact crossover, their compact crossover, the CX-5, the full-size CX-9, the Mazda 3, their compact vehicle.
And it's a clean look. It's a very,
clean look.
It's a luxurious look, really.
Yeah.
I mean...
They've really focused on design and engineering, and I would say that Mazda, among all manufacturers, they are the most underrated brand. They also make the most fuel-efficient vehicles. If you look at the entire range of vehicles, if you average the fuel economy, but most people don't realize that, even though they don't make any hybrids and they don't make any electric vehicles. Every vehicle they make comes with a four-cylinder engine.
I read recently, and we're going off topic again, but I read recently they're bringing back the rotary engine as part of their hybrid combo.
Yes, I read the same thing too.
All right.
So I'm hoping they bring back the RX-7. I'd love to see a sports car back in their lineup.
All right, all right. Now, let's try to keep the focus a little bit here. The CX-9, we went around the outside, I think. Is there anything else to point out on the outside? Is there anything specific to the outside for the trim level that you drove that's only going to come with that trim level?
That's a good question. I think it would take a very discerning eye to see the differences between all the different trims. Probably the big thing is obviously the wheels. That's always the big difference. Yeah,
sure.
Bigger, nicer wheels. Moving into the inside, though, what's nice about the signature trim is you're going to have real rosewood. Usually, you're not going to find real wood trim unless you're going into the luxury brands.
Right.
So, say a Toyota versus a Lexus, Nissan versus Infiniti, Honda versus Acura.
Yep.
You're
going to
get the real wood in the luxury brand. Here, you're getting the real wood, and the interior of this car will rival the luxury automakers.
Yeah.
It is that beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. They've done a fantastic job. There's plenty of space. The ergonomics are excellent. High quality fit and finish.
Technology.
You're going to get all that technology in there. Mazda was one of the first companies, if not the first, I remember, to come out with the blind spot and rear cross traffic.
Okay, so plenty of safety tech there.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Yeah. How was the drive? You test drove here at the OC Auto Show. All the manufacturers, as we've discussed previous, all the manufacturers have a specific route that you get to go on around the OC Auto Show, essentially. Tell us about the drive.
This was a very short drive, I must say, but you could definitely feel the acceleration in this vehicle. Yeah, even though it is a large vehicle,
mm-hmm.
And it only has a four-cylinder, but it is turbo, it's got plenty of power.
All right.
You could definitely feel the torque in this vehicle.
Are you potentially throwing a hitch on this and towing anything? Maybe on the smaller end, a small boat?
Yeah. I think something smaller you could tow.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what the actual towing capacity is, but with that amount of torque,
yeah. Okay. All right, excellent. Unless there's anything else, let's go to top three.
Top three, yes. First of all, I got to go with that exterior styling. I think it's one of the best looking, you could say, midsize or full-size crossovers out there.
Now, I haven't seen it, but is the 2019 styling pretty much in line with what we've seen the last couple of years, or has there been any drastic changes?
No drastic changes. It looks...
it's good.
If there's any changes, it's very minimal and...
Still has that same...
Yeah.
But great looking car.
Great looking
lineup.
Great looking vehicle.
Okay,
yes.
Sorry. So exterior styling is your number one. What's the rest of the top three?
The second, definitely the interior. As soon as you open the door of this vehicle, you're going to notice the premium quality and feel of the vehicle.
Punches above its weight class, so to speak,
yes.
Right? Because it's Mazda. Mazda isn't considered even an Acura or Infiniti or certainly a Lexus, right?
No, it's not.
It's Mazda. It's
Mazda.
More of a Honda, Toyota, Nissan.
Yes. Interesting that you brought that up because it was just recently, I believe it was Motor Trend, that did a comparison test of a Mazda crossover, the CX-5 versus the Lexus NX. They actually rated the Mazda CX-5 over the Lexus NX.
There you go.
Yeah. So that just shows you.
That's impressive.
What an impressive vehicle that they are building.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the third of your top three.
The third, I definitely would have to go with that engine. 310 pound-feet of torque. It's got plenty
of...
It's
a lot for a four-cylinder, huh?
It is a lot.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Bravo, Mazda.
Yep. And then on top of that, not only are you getting that torque, but then you're still getting great fuel economy.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, fantastic.
Four. Yep.
Professor, anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Another vehicle review from the good professor, Mr. Clinton Kwan, here at the Orange County International Auto Show. Thank you, my friend. I think we have a couple more of these in our hat before the weekend is up. So check those out. And as always, thank you for tuning in. For iDrive SoCal, I am Tom Smith. We will talk to you soon.
This episode was engineered and edited by Bobby Flores.
Howdy. Still here, huh? That's cool, but this one's pretty much done. But we have tons of additional content at our website, iDriveSoCal.com. If you're not listening from there already, you should definitely check it out. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter, the podcast, or leave a note. And I'd love to hear from you, too. Here's my email, tom@idrivesocal.com. That's Tom, T-O-M, at iDrive, the letter I, drive, like drive a car, SoCal, like Southern California, .com. tom@idrivesocal.com. Thanks again for listening, and please reach out with whatever's on your mind.